Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Well, welcome back. Oh my goodness, you guys have been absolutely fantastic. I'll tell you, even if I was ever thinking that, today I'm not going to do a podcast, I know that you guys would not let that happen. You are active. I appreciate you. We appreciate you. Our guests appreciate you. You guys are just, I don't know, you're inspiring us. I know that you come here to listen to some inspiration and listen to what we're doing and what is it these people taking on the mission? What's that all about? But honestly, you guys are sending in the most incredible stories. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And today, let me see. You know what? I'm just going to blurt it out. Today, you guys are the most musical listeners in podcast land. And there's a reason. I think you're watching us or listening to us for a while. You know, there's a reason that I get to call you all these incredible things. You guys know I love music. Come on. I mean, have you seen a show? Have you followed me on social? Do you know that me and Corinne are walking 8 marathons in 8 days across Ireland to raise money for the music community? Because if you do not, you better get over to theydiditour.ca and start checking out what we're doing, because we are so excited about how that world has opened up and how we are supporting the music community. And I know you love music and I know that you want to do the same thing. And because a really cool friend of mine who's in the food business sent me a message and he's like, Deb, I met this coolest guy. And I'm like, okay. He goes, you got to interview this guy. He's like, he's just a magical musician. And I'm like, bring it on, you know, bring it on. I love, you know me, I love music. I mean, you know, girl crush Janis Joplin. He's like, his name's Dylan and you guys got to hook up. And I'm like, okay. You know, and that I love that about our world. Don't you love that about our world? I love that. The one thing that I know about all the entrepreneurs in my life, and really pretty well anyone in my life, whether they're an entrepreneur or not, is when you see an opportunity for two people to make music, for two people to make magic, for two people to do business together. I mean, I think they used to be called matchmakers and they had one focus. They used to bring people together to get married. But all of the things that people can do, they say, what are we, 6 hands, 7 handshakes away from everyone in the world? And now people are just putting people together. You got to meet him. You got to meet her. Oh my gosh. So it's the world of entrepreneurial matchmaking. Anyways, I got to spend some time with Dylan prior to you guys getting to spend some time with him. And of course, with my love for music, it was an easy conversation. So I would love to introduce to the show, Dylan Lambert Monroe. And I'm just catching that name this morning. So I was like, what is your last name? And he's like, hey, I'm just changing my name. So Dylan is a composer. He's a producer. He's a lover of music. Obviously, he is a fellow Canadian. Yay, Canadian! Who also loves music. Dylan, welcome to Mission Accepted.
Well, thank you, Deb. I'm so happy to be here.
Fabulous, fabulous. So, Dylan, like most people that we bring onto the show, they have some kind of, I fell in love with this kind of work. I'm doing this because what got you interested in composing and producing music?
Well, as the audience can probably hear, I talk a bit funnier than the average Joe, and that is because I have made this ability known as the Ripple Policy, stewardship for a for all the medical nerds out there. Now, yeah, during childhood, I was searching for my craft as a human being. I tried visual art, I tried just being the brainy kid at school, but as soon as I realized that I could make music with the computer I had at home, my whole perspective on my life journey opened up for me. And sorry. And this was back when YouTube was starting to get its grounding as a major video sharing platform. Now, there was all of these new tutorials on how to make music from home, but everything meant. So that's how I started my journey into loving the craft of music.
I absolutely love how you talk about it being a craft of music, because obviously, being a composer and obviously being a producer, you understand that there's a process to this. And when someone is mastering their craft or learning to master their craft, there is process, there is learning, there is mistaking. There's capturing, and there's many different aspects to not only being the person that is doing and mastering the craft, but also many of us in the world of, whether you're a musician or whether you're a coach, in the world of entrepreneurship, it is about putting on that marketing hat, letting people into your world, reaching out and having people hear your music or see your designs or look at your paintings. And there's so many platforms. I know that you have an Instagram account that we're going to let people in on later that they can go and check you out. But there's many different hats. I also really loved, because this is something that we hear from everyone that puts on the mission. You know, sometimes your mission changes form, but most people step into their mission, take that piece of bravery, because it changes something inside. It's like, I finally found what I was looking for. There's a deep relationship with what we do, whether it's podcasting, whether it's composing. So that's amazing. I really loved, because you were looking and media arts and what have you. And then sometimes we find our craft, and sometimes our craft finds us. Sometimes our craft finds us.
Indeed, and I want to talk about your idea of a mission because up until 2 years ago, I thought my mission was simply to share my music with the world as a way to share my perspective as a disabled gay man. But something interesting happened about 4 years ago where I tried to apply to study at the music program at the University of Calgary, which I had really high hopes for because I had already been studying theory autodidactically for 3 or 4 years at that point. But here's the thing about musical academia STEM. In order to even apply, you need to audition with what they call an apply. Excuse me, an applied instrument. Say a violin, a piano, what have you. And that is a hard requirement that they will not budge on. Now, given my disability and how it affects my entire being, that wasn't in the cards. And I could have been discouraged instead. Well, I guess the whole institution of music has no place for me, but am I allowed to swear on this podcast?
You can do what you want. We don't edit.
Ever since I was very young, I've been driven by what I call fuck you energy, which I used this ample amount of fuck you energy that I'd gained from being rejected to devise a little plan. I, with the aid of my social worker, emailed the musical faculty directly with what had happened. And thankfully, they agreed that someone who is really knowledgeable about music being rejected for something that they cannot control is absolute bullshit. So now, 2 years later, I am now working alongside the University of Calgary, writing music for their bands and different ensembles. I am also spearheading a campaign with Western University out of London, Ontario, to make musical academia more accessible to disabled artists. And I did a talk in the beginning of April to a bunch of students at NYU in order to share the message of why we make and why we love music in the first place. That's my mission.
That's a powerful mission. That is such a powerful mission. And I think that when you talk, Dylan, there is, the if there was one kind of silver cord when I meet people that are on a mission or on a drive or will forge forward, I mean, here it is. You love music. Like you said, you were identifying as a disabled gay man loving music. That was something that you were identifying to. And it seems like you are now identifying as someone who's making great change in the music industry as however you choose to claim yourself or call yourself. But I think the whole idea around you are making a big change in music comes from this personal place of understanding you grab this F energy, I will say. That F energy I have heard many people use as the driving force to make change, whether externally, like, you know, you are looking to make change in organizations that didn't have the accessibility, or sometimes people have to use that F energy on the inside, where everything is, you know, there's a garden of opportunity, but they need to get themselves into that opportunity. Whatever it is, that energy that people capture, that drive, you know, that elixir is so powerful. And I think as we evolve as a community, as we evolve as a world, I mean, we just had an incredible woman on the summit that's doing things around fashion, adaptive clothing, for a sector of, you know, people that can't necessarily use the clothing that was available before, that the world is changing. You know, the world is changing, and I believe it's willing to adapt. But it's people like you that go, hey, you might not have thought about this. And you've pissed me off enough to inspire me to get you to think about this. And how many years later, you're back at the same university, right? You're back at the same university teaching them about that, educating them about that. Instead of like, instead of letting it shut you down, like you said, you didn't use it as discouragement. You used it as encouragement. You used it as a goal. You used it, yeah, to fuel, like you said, to, and now you've not only expanded at, in Alberta, you are now working with Western in Ontario. And that is truly how a movement happens. It's truly how a movement happens, whether it's one person at a time, one organization at a time. And then again, I think our solid commitment to the power of music and what music can do. So you being a very powerful man, and then, you know, playing that out in the area that you love the most. It's incredible. It's incredible.
Thanks. And the reason I use the term fuel is, have you heard of Fiona Apple? Have you heard of Fiona Apple, Deb?
Did you say, do I like apples?
Fiona Apple.
Oh, yes. Fiona Apple.
Yes, thank you. She has a song. It is the title track of her 2005 album, Extraordinary Machine. And that song is infinitely inspiring me, because it's all about transmuting everything that comes before you and turning all of that social connection energy into something beautiful, with which is something I try to do every day of my life. Now, some days I might be running on fumes, or I need help a few days to refuel my gas tank, but I am an extraordinary machine along with anyone else who decides to pursue something they love.
Fantastic. That's okay. So that's the name of your podcast, Extraordinary Machine. And as you were talking at how you tried to live each day, and you talked, there was two words, and I was like, oh, I mean, if you were to compose a song or compose a piece, and you said something beautiful, you were like, you know, the achievement of something beautiful, and you know, this is something beautiful, and you try to live positive, you know, in a positive state every day. So anyways, I'm just gonna, if you ever decide to, you know, name your next song something beautiful, I think that's a great idea. There's a hint. There's a hint.
You've gotten my ears turning deaf.
All right. Something beautiful. Hashtag something beautiful, you guys. Absolutely. Absolutely. Dylan, how can people find you, learn more about you, see what it is that you're doing? I know you have an Instagram.
Yes, my Instagram is at Dylan with two L's dot Lambert dot Monroe.
Okay. Okay.
And I think it is the same for my YouTube channel. Yes, it is.
Okay. So we're going to have that information in the show notes as well. If you are not from Canada, the University of Calgary is in Canada. Yes. Also, the, you know, when he's talking about Windsor, Ontario, that is also a very blustery, it does have its share of snow, part of beautiful Canada, yes, that Dylan is making an impression upon. I mean, I love how when people get told no, I, you know what? I think sometimes hearing the word no is a blessing. I think sometimes hearing the word no is a blessing. There is a lot of people, myself included. I remember the first company that I created was, well, the second company was an aromatherapy home party company. And I went to my girlfriend who was very successful in the home party industry. And I said, I'm going to start an aromatherapy home party company. And she looked at me square in the face and she said, no one's ready for an aromatherapy home party company. So as I said, thank you for your opinion and walked her out the door, my inside person was so pissed off. I think my first 10 years of success was just to prove her wrong. So sometimes when we get told no, it actually can turn out to be a blessing because the fuel that it gives you, look what you have done. Mm-hmm. If they had just accepted you and that's great, who knows? I mean, we don't know. And we are here to break barriers. And you certainly are doing that, Dylan. But I think it's fuel that is like, thank goodness you chose to convert that no into something, oh, I don't know, beautiful.
And I like how you said it's a choice because I want you to come back to your statement that the word no can be a blessing. I want to add an addendum to that. No, it can be a blessing if you choose that it is a blessing. You have to make that choice. That this obstacle in of you is going to walk you into another realm of success that you may or may not have anticipated.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Dylan, I think that those are incredible words to wrap up. We know that you'll be back on the podcast again. I can't wait to see what unfolds for you. I love supporting people that love supporting music as well. You know, They Did It Tour Facebook group. This is a free platform that we have created for anyone to come onto that loves music, that anyone that wants to put their gigs, their message, they know something that's going on, you know, the courses that are available at the universities. This is a platform for people to support freely. So please, people, come join the group. It is just really there for you. If you love music and want to know what's going on in town and those kind of things, I'd love to see this really big, beautiful portal that globally people can just go tap into. I'd love to, you know, next time I go to travel. I might go to Ireland. I might go to Alberta. I might go to different places in the world. I'd love to just be able to put a question out on that group. Hey, is anyone doing a gig in, you know, Windsor, Ontario? Is anyone doing a gig in, you know, Nassau, Bahamas? I'm on my way there. And have it as this really beautiful global platform where people can start connecting, you know, just freely, full music access. So, Dylan, I really want to thank you for taking some time today to share with the world what you're doing for music. We are definitely going to be checking in again. And you guys that are listening, we're so appreciative of you coming on. And how can you not be inspired by the guests that come on to Mission Accepted? You know, if anything, I hope that this inspires you and moves you to say yes. Or again, like Dylan shared, take the no as a blessing. So you guys be well. We will see you again next week. Until then, be groovy. And Dylan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.